as a narrative, and a summary. I think it's a good technique to figure out where it is you're going, and I found the narrative very interesting. And you have some phrase, like upright life in a crooked world, and there were some others, but there was one of them you talked about, it was an infamous page or a book, but I was sitting there wondering what's infamous about it, you know. So if you develop the story, I'd like to know why it's infamous. You just threw it out there and could never explain. But yeah, I think it's a great technique if you've written a lot and you haven't determined where you're going, to sit down and write a narrative like this that helps to clarify your thoughts. And you can go back and use it to analyze what you've written and see if you've done it.
I've not experienced this narrative concept before. To me, it seemed like it was just all telling and no show, which may be the characteristic of the narrative, but you kept touching on points that I wanted to know more about. I wanted to know what happened. You know, you talked about your mother, you know, as a mother, or the character's mother, you know, being killed. Well, how did she die? You know, I counted five situations where you could have had scenes, but I don't know that they fit that concept. But five times, I wanted to know more about what you were saying, and I felt like, you know, I mentioned it. I didn't find out, and you went on. And as the reader, you didn't take me with you.
I got two comments, Robert, which really would like for you to examine. And the first one, if I caught it correctly, was something to the effect that nobody really wins wars, which immediately gives every historian in the room apoplexy. Great civilizations have been founded on force of arms, my young friend. They were indeed winners, and they were damn glad, and great civilizations failed, were crushed and vanished as a result of losses. So I can assure you the pages of history are absolutely crammed full of those who were damn glad they won and those who were damn sorry they lost. So somebody does win wars, good partner. And the statement, conditions in prison weren't too good, that is a classic non-statement, not worth the paper it's printed on. What does it say? I'm sure every reader's heart beats faster to know that conditions in prison weren't too good. There's no description there. There's no nothing. You see, it is an empty place in your manuscript. Do watch out for that kind of empty commentary because it merely confuses the reader to the extent of their saying, I wonder what the hell that author had in mind. Did he mean to convey intelligence or was he just being paid by the word?
Further comment?
Yeah.
I too had my interest peaked in several places, and yet I also wanted to know a place. I mean, if this is just an exercise to try to organize your thoughts, you might also at the same time want to let the reader in on where you're at and what's going on in the real world while you're writing these thoughts down, to where you have like a story within a story or a narrative within a story. That might work for you. But as it is right now, other than just a tool, I don't see it working.
Tom, did you have a comment?
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said, so I didn't know quite how to take whether this was an exercise or whether this really is a narrative introduction to a work. But either way, I think you've got some potential here that I'm interested in. And one of the things that I think you, either as a practice exercise or as a narrative that you've begun to set up but not totally fulfill, is the use of the land, the desolation of the land, to reflect inner corruption or inner death that has happened in the people. And I think that potentially is interesting. It needs a story to go moving me toward an understanding of what's the story behind why this land is so desolate. I think that can work. One thing, if this is your writing style, rather than just writing it down for purposes of an exercise, is you need a lot more variation in sentence length, because I started counting and they all come out, many of them come out about somewhere in a range of 7 to about 13. And so, to get more emphasis, you need to shorten some, lengthen some.
Along that route, you talked about a physical death and some had a spiritual death. Well, I thought, well, that's an interesting observation, and we'd like that explored. That continues to the destruction of churches, but that's not quite what I'm speaking of when you say spiritual death.
You've raised the hackles of the old war horse down there. Your idea that wars don't have winners. But there are wars that don't have winners, and you could fix that by just saying it was one of those wars with no winners, not to imply that all wars don't have winners. Certainly, many of them do.
I strongly endorse that. It makes a huge difference, Robert, to say this was one of those wars that settled into an exhausting, ruthless, bitter stalemate with no winner. Well, that means something to a person of historical bent. But all wars don't have winners is...
Put a comment. All right. Don't get back, John.